to me, I think that the future of Irish music is really bright. It's very vibrant, and that's because it's not only the accessibility through Spotify and streaming services like that, but in terms of the accessibility at live music festivals to be able to see, you know, for our own Milwaukee Irish Fest, if you look across the lineup, it's international, and it's the heavyweights of the festival scene are, you know, descend on Milwaukee, and it's that live ability to go see the music live that I think is going to really sustain it.
And one of the things that this band does is we like to look in our past and make sure that we're still, you know, have vision of what brought the music to our doorstep, so to speak. And one of the perfect examples is Tommy Makem.
So Tommy, come back around. We can sit down in the kitchen, we'll sing the old songs, and old Ireland will be missing. I might travel the world with the finest musicians, but I'm a Tommy Makem man.
He was, he was a torchbearer for Irish music. He came over in the 60s and played with the Clancy Brothers, played on the Ed Sullivan Show. And, you know, the Irish music wouldn't be where it is today without him. And so we like to kind of keep that in mind. And a lot of that music did start, you know, at farm parties in Ireland. And now it's crazy to see how vast the market is for it now, especially in America.
That gentleman who passed so bold, those were the days that I would think about. That magic Tommy Makem.
What do you think it is about Irish music, Celtic music, that even if a person is not from that background, what is it that makes it so universally appealing to people?
I would say, this is Sean, it's just very lively. I'd say it's very melodic. All the songs that we sing, if you take 2 seconds to listen to them, you can already know the chorus and sing along. There's awesome songwriters in Ireland to this day, and forever there has been. And that's been a big part of it, is they're writing great songs. And it's not just Irish music. They're, you know, like U2, Sinead O'Connor. It's been, you know, one of the premier countries in writing music, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is Dave. I think it's the melody and the rhythm. And, you know, those are the very basic components of music. But there's a group, for example, that's coming from Ireland for the first time to Milwaukee, some young 20-somethings called Moxie. And I think they're just going to explode at this festival. And, you know, folks will be listening to songs that they likely are not going to know. And the melody is infectious. It just sounds very organic, and the rhythm in terms of what they're going to be doing is very compelling. So I think those are the qualities of the music that just draw people in.
When do you guys play?
So we play Saturday 4:15 at the Miller Light Stage and Sunday at 1:15 at the Miller Light Stage.
Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.